One of the biggest anti-war rallies in Europe took place today in Italy. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators were in Florence, and so is NPR's Silvia Poggioli, who joins us now. Hi, Silvia.
Hi there, Steve.
What have you seen today?
Well, it was a very colorful, and it was, they had a wonderful carnival-like atmosphere. There were a lot of young people. A lot of people were dressed as clowns. Some were walking on stilts. It was a very, very large group. The estimates, the Italian police are saying something like 450,000 were here. The organizers claim maybe as many as a million. I was at the G8 rally in Genoa last year, where there were 300,000 people, and I'm pretty sure that there were many, many more here today. The demonstrators came from all over Europe. There were many from Spain, from Greece, from Britain, from France, from Germany, from Poland, even from Russia. There were lots of red flags, a lot of traditional leftist chants and banners. But generally, the slogans were simple. Many were in English. And the common denominator was no to war, no to the Bush administration in Iraq. And I would say there were very much more specifically anti-Bush slogans rather than anti-American slogans.
And peaceful, I gather.
Very peaceful. What was hanging over was really the memory of the G8 in Genoa last year, where there were very violent clashes between police and demonstrators. One demonstrator was killed. This time it was the Italian trade union movements were ensuring discipline all along. It was a very well-behaved crowd. There was great fear of vandalism. There was fear that Florence, because it's an open-air museum, that there was going to be trashing of artwork. And in fact, actually, shopkeepers did close down all their shops. They shuttered their place, sealed it quite close to the... It was like a ghost town, the center part of the city outside in the different area from where the rally was. But the center was totally ghost town today. But as of this evening, absolutely, there have been no incidents yet.
Where did they go in the city of Florence? Did they march around? Did they gather in one spot?
The route was about a four-mile-long route from just skirting the historic district. It ended up in a large stadium. It was still going on by early evening. There was still the rally. There were concerts. The slogans were pretty much the usual anti-war slogans that we've had in the past. We could hear the same kind of slogans that we heard during the Vietnam War about 35 years ago. But there was gaiety. There was a lot of, as I say, a lot of respect for the city. It was a very different atmosphere from the one I found certainly in Genoa last year.
I'm just remembering all those old anti-war slogans that the format is, hey, hey, ho, ho, XXX has got to go. I wondered if that translates into Italian.
Well, they were simple. Many of them were in English, and the common denominator was simply no to war, no to the Bush administration's policy in Iraq. I'd say it was more specifically anti-Bush than it was anti-American. And I was asking people, who are they addressing themselves to? And they said, we are really talking to our governments. Our message is we're against this possible war with Iraq. We don't want our countries directly or indirectly involved. Keep in mind that most of these demonstrators were young leftists. However, polls in Europe indicate that anti-war sentiment is very high and crosses the political spectrum. Europeans feel vulnerable to any kind of upheaval in the Middle East. There are 20 million Muslim immigrants in Europe, and there's fear of a spillover into European streets of any conflict in the Middle East. So, as some of the demonstrators told me also, they fear that war can only further fuel terrorism against both Europeans and Americans.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli is speaking to us from Florence, Italy. Silvia, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.